WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After a third night of protest in Los Angeles over federal immigration raids, National Guard troops are visible today. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
National Guardsmen are standing on the ready in front of the federal building. They are armed with shields and batons there to protect the federal building, which is a detention center.
NIH workers have written to their Trump-appointed chief that new policies have been too sudden and will be too costly. In Morgan signed the letter.
Coming in with this without any notion of how it's done and breaking everything, there's a cost to that.
Two people are dead and the suspect at large following a shooting in front of the Bellagio fountains on the Las Vegas Strip under Sheriff Andrew Walsh.
The suspect and the victim had previously engaged in some type of conflict using a variety of social media platforms.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow is down 103 points. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be on the lookout for black bears at this time of year. According to DNR officials, bears begin their mating season in June and mothers begin to turn their cubs away to keep them safe from male bears. Without being able to rely on their mothers, those cubs will begin looking for other food sources. Residents should be aware that bear cubs could start wandering into their neighborhoods looking for things like bird feeders, pet food that has been left outside, or even grills that haven't been cleaned. The Wisconsin State Patrol says they handed out over 1,300 citations during their Click It or Ticket campaign around Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, the special enforcement campaign ran from May 19th to June 1st. The campaign was meant to encourage residents to wear their seatbelts when they're driving to avoid more significant injuries in the event of a crash during a busy travel season. Even though the special enforcement campaign is over, the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that they will still enforce seatbelt laws. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding Eau Claire area residents about lane closures at night on US 53. According to a press release, the lane closures will be in place near the north and southbound US 53 ramps at the Gulf Road exit and Wisconsin 93 interchange for a pavement improvement project between Gulf Road and 40th Avenue in Lake Halley. The highway will remain open to traffic, but drivers could see some full closures of interchange ramps along the project corridor. Construction work is scheduled to wrap up in October. The Barron Area School District is among 25 districts across the state to receive a grant funding award through the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Health Advancement. According to organization officials, the grant funding was provided through the Social Emotional Learning Life Tools Program. The goal of the initiative is to help students build emotional and social skills that help them thrive inside and outside of the classroom. The program includes an 8-week course taking place after school hours with a school counselor, social worker, or professional counselor. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddy Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through six innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but at the same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jair Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last two seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures, flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is tree. T-R-E-E. Tree. That's right. Text in tree and good luck.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's the beginning of a brand new week and the end of the weekend. I guess that's the good news. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable. Is this the setup for 2026 and 2028? Federal troops in American streets breaking the law and getting away with it? Also, is L.A. Trump's dictator moment, and will Americans choose the Republic or the tyrant? And Elon's guys put a transmitter on top of the White House. What were they transmitting? In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Ben Dixon, our colleague, talk show host, is going to drop by. He's got a fascinating piece about how Elon Musk's own AI platform is warning that his policies on X are inciting anti-black violence with a 50% risk of targeted attacks and a 30% risk of mob violence. Want to see, Greenwood repeated, you know, the Oklahoma massacre. Also, MAGA revelers, influencers revel in Terry Moran's suspension from ABC News for calling Stephen Miller a world-class hater after the White House complained. Can news networks stop bending their knee to Trump and stand up like Gavin Newsom did last night when he was on MSNBC? Did you catch that, by the way? I was just incredible. I turned to Louise and I said, I think Gavin Newsom just pushed himself to the front of the line for the Democratic nomination in 28. Now, that's not an endorsement of him or anything like that. But holy cow, the guy, you know, we want a fighter. I'm perfectly willing to sacrifice some policy here and there to get a fighter. And he was certainly fighting back. Anyhow, we'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, are you hearing this, America? The GOP is lining up with excuses to cut Social Security. Yes, that's coming next. In the third hour of our program, it looks like the bird flu is now capable of airborne transmission. At the same time, Trump's ended funding for the bird flu vaccine effort. We have no biosecurity with Trump. We had none during the last pandemic. Remember, he shut down the two anti-pandemic agencies, one that ran out of the White House, the other was an independent agency. He shut them both down. They were created by Barack Obama after the Ebola scare. Anyhow, also, Qatar may fund a Kennedy Center renovation project as part of a MAGA makeover. Really? Dark money really reigns with Trump. This is just bizarre. But to start off, we had these protests over the weekend in Los Angeles. They started when ICE raided a whole bunch of, some restaurants, Home Depot, looking for people who are undocumented. Now, ICE has been reduced to, you know, what they started out was, oh, we're going to go after people who are criminals or people who have overstayed their visas that we know about and take them out of the country. And I don't think there was a whole lot of opposition to that. I mean, there's a broad consensus in America, according to most of the opinion polls, that is, independent of politics, that you know, people who are not citizens should not be in the United States without permission. And if they're here with permission, it's cool. But now what's happening is that ICE is going after people who are here with permission. Now, there's a couple of different ways to look at what happened over the weekend in Los Angeles. The first is that it's just a distraction that, you know, he asked the question, why did Trump do this? I mean, you know, his tariff scheme has failed and is going to be causing him serious problems, already is in the opinion polls. Everyone's laughing at Taco Donnie, to quote Jeff Tiedrich. Putin's ignoring him. He's continuing to bomb the crap out of Ukraine. People are making fun of his flying bordello, this 747 Qatar wants to give him. His big, beautiful bill is facing serious headwinds in the United States Senate. Doge is a bust. And his bromance with the space Nazi has just fallen apart. So, you know, Jeff Tiedrich notes, this is, you know, this is why he did it this weekend. It was to distract us from his failures. And that may well be. But I think that there's something much deeper here. I think that what he was trying to do, is trying to do, this last weekend, I think he's trying to set up a precedent for federalizing state national guards over the objections of governors in blue states. A precedent for, you know, shooting at people, snatching people off the streets, these kind of things. The stuff that he did here in Portland in 2010, when he was snatching people off the streets, you know, having federal agents who were not showing identification in civilian vehicles, snatching people off the streets, holding them for an hour, 2 hours, interrogating them, and then dumping them back on the streets. And I think that he's preparing for next weekend, for this coming weekend, for June 14th, for the big, you know, his big birthday party in Washington, D.C. There's going to be protests all over the country. And you've got people like Lev Parnas, who is a former insider in the Trump administration, just coming out and saying it just out loud, that the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, that a bunch of these groups that attack the Capitol building on January 6th, first off, now Lev is not saying this, there's a lot of people speculating about this. First off, how many of these people have now gotten jobs with ICE? Is that why they're covering their faces? Secondly, is this the setup so that Trump can declare a state of emergency sometime in the next year and a half so that he can suspend the elections in 2026 and 2028? Is that what this is about? Now, I don't know, but there's a lot of people who are speculating specifically that that's what this is about, and it makes a hell of a lot of sense. One of the things that Donald Trump knows is that if there's an election in 2026, and it's a free and fair election, he's going to lose the House of Representatives. Probably not going to lose the Senate, although there is a chance. But he's definitely going to lose the House. And what that means is that Democrats will now have subpoena power, and they'll be able to investigate him and send him off to prison, or at the very least, to show his crimes. I mean, this is the most corrupt president in the history of America. He's one of the most corrupt world leaders in the history of the world. He's doubled his net worth in the 4 months that he's been president. Doubled. He's made billions of dollars. His sons are running around the world monetizing his presidency. His wife got a $40 million check from Amazon to take pictures of her. I mean, Jeff Bezos is sucking up to him. Mr. Cook, what's his first name? Tim, thank you. Tim Cook of Apple is sucking up to him. I mean, all these guys, they're all, you know. So anyhow, my sense of it is that that this is something much larger than just this weekend. That what we're talking about here is Donald Trump trying to formally end democracy in the United States, turn us into a police state, suspend our elections, and declare himself basically emperor. And frankly, he's got a lot of support to do that. He's got basically the entire Republican Party going with him. And then he's got, you know, the members of Congress. I mean, look at what's going on in the House of Representatives. They just passed the SAVE Act, which is going to knock tens of millions of married women off the voting rolls because their birth certificates and their driver's licenses have different names on them. I mean, this is a real thing. It passed the House of Representatives. It's waiting for a vote in the Senate. this big, beautiful bill, has all kinds of wild provisions in it, including one that prevents judges from holding Trump administration officials in contempt of court. Now, Trump did a dress rehearsal of this in the fall of 2020, just a few months before he lost the election, the 2020 election. And that was, you know, not just here in Portland, it was also in D.C. And you'll recall, while they were kidnapping people here in Portland, in D.C., Trump was begging Mark Milley and his defense secretary. He was basically begging both of them to shoot at people in D.C. Remember, can't you just shoot them in the legs? I mean, this is what's going on. And now this is a test. This is a dress rehearsal. And if he gets away with it, he's going to use this exact same formula. See, he tried it in 2020, and Merrick Garland did nothing about it for 4 years. There was no blowback. He succeeded in dragging people off the streets here in Portland with no warrants, complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, no lawsuits. This is just crazy. This is also a complete violation of one of the fundamental principles of American governance, and that is local control. You always, Trump sent these troops in violation of the desire or, against the opposition of Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. This is what's going on. I mean, let's be clear. This is a direct assault on local control. It's a direct result on all of us. And frankly, I'm concerned that it's all about the 2026 elections. Lev Parnas, he said, according to my sources, there are discussions happening right now within Trump's most trusted circle about invoking martial law. They're looking for any excuse, any video, any act of violence, any disruption. That's all they need to justify a crackdown. And it gets worse. What I'm being told is that Trump's allies, including elements connected to Proud Boys, 3%ers, and other right-wing militia networks, are planning to infiltrate the June 14th protests, not to support them, to sabotage them. Their goal, create chaos, spark confrontation, trigger a response from law enforcement, and then hand Trump the justification he needs to clamp down. Which raises the question, how much of those people who are throwing, Molotov cocktails at cops or, engaging in violence against the police in Los Angeles, and it was a very small handful of people, 5 cars set on fire. It looks like at least one of those cars was set on fire by a police flashbang. But how many of the people doing that were actually Proud Boys? I mean, what's going on here? What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed 2 election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But when Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start, Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Say for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com.
Marcher's face is pale, unmarked vans, no warning sign. Rights erased in real time. No badge, no name, just camouflage. Justice lost in the mirage. Trump is normalizing the unthinkable, turning freedom into something sinkable. Democracy's edge now a slippery slope, grasping for truth, losing hope. National Guard on city streets, marching boots, oppressive beats. Governor's pleas fall on deaf ears, amplifying the nation's fears.
Incredible. The video confirms now that ICE was the aggressor, not the protesters, as according to both the Washington Post and the Guardian. Video footage by both shows flashbangs, tear gas, and rubber bullets deployed against protesters without any provocation. Protesters were often seen dispersing or shielding themselves. Governor Newsom and Mayor Bass both publicly stated that they did not want or request National Guard assistance. Reporters on the ground, including from LAist, KPCC, and Reuters, report being tear gassed or pushed back despite clearly identifying themselves as media. And Newsom came out and said, you know, this is after Trump said threatened to cut off funding to California. He pointed out that he said, we pay over $80 billion more in taxes than we get back. Maybe it's time to cut that off, Donald Trump. And then a spokesperson for the, Scott Bessent, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, said that that would be criminal tax evasion. And meanwhile, a British photographer, 60 years old, shot by police at the L.A. protest, it was a so-called sponge bullet, but it tore a giant hole in his leg. He said, I just walked away from them when I felt this horrible pain. He said, they're supposed to shoot the ground in front of people, not target individuals, but this hit me directly. I started hobbling toward the curb. These protesters came over, sat me down. Medics came over, cut my trousers open, and there's a giant hole in my leg with a bit of muscle hanging out. From the moment I hit, I was hit. I believed I was going to pass out. I was saying, sit me down, and then the next thing I remember, waking up. You know, much later, the medics had tied a tourniquet around his leg, and I mean, these so-called non-lethal rounds can be pretty damn lethal. And meantime, Pete Hegseth is just chomping at the bit to bring in the Marines, in complete violation of posse comitatus, the 1878 law that was, you know, came about as the result of the abuses of people in the South by Northern soldiers, that said that never again will American military turn their weapons on average people, on American citizens. Never again. But, you know, here we are. Never again seems to be, you know, a fleeting thing. So, what say you? I'll pick up the calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Oh, also, Elon's guys put a transmitter on top of the White House. What's up with that? We'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-37.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. Due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches. The cuts come as Wisconsin sees more tornadoes than usual, having already nearly hit the average of 23 that the state sees in a year. On Thursday, the United States Supreme Court ruled that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin does not need to pay state unemployment taxes. The unanimous decision found that the state violated the Catholic Charity Bureau's religious freedom guarantee under the First Amendment. Wisconsin argued the organization did not qualify for a tax exemption because their day-to-day work does not involve religious teachings, and a large portion of their funding comes from public sources. The organization argued their disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. The River Falls Police Department is reminding area residents to be aware of bears following a sighting on Friday. According to law enforcement authorities, a bear was spotted roaming the streets within the city limits at around noon on Friday. Residents should exercise caution when spending time outdoors, as bears could be out and about more often during their mating season. Residents should also be mindful of leaving potential food sources in places a bear could reach, and if they do see a bear, they should stay as far away as possible. The Chippewa Falls Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department is seeking input from community members as the agency updates its outdoor recreation plan. According to a social media post, the department is looking to determine which outdoor recreation offerings in the city are the most popular, which facilities could use improvements, and if there are any barriers for residents looking to access those recreation opportunities. Residents who wish to provide their input can do so through an online survey available until June 27th on the Parks Department's website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures, flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash.
Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin vacation in Baraboo or Door County. This hour's keyword is tree. T-R-E-E. Tree. That's right. Text in tree and good luck.
This hour, you're playing for a prize of $100.
Text in the keyword right now through the Civic Media app. You have until the end of this hour.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Shadows fall on the marble floor. He's pacing like a man who's lost the war. empty halls where the whispers crawl. Power's not enough when the crowds won't call. The papers burn, the gavel cracks. He's plotting in the silence, watching his back. Truth's a threat and justice stings, so he's pulling every puppet string. When the tyrant slips, the danger grows. That's the moment when the fire shows. He'll light a match, he'll raise the smoke. Blame the broken while the country chokes. Don't look away, don't let it slide. Empires fall when good men hide. History screams from bloodstained lips. We all pay the price when the tyrant slips.
Welcome back. 25 minutes, excuse me, 35 minutes past the hour. Daniel Bareilles is an IT staffer over at the White House. And he was pretty flipped out about this. He kind of reported this. This is from Stephen Mentos posted this. I believe it came from the Daily Beast. Yeah. Elon Musk's goons at the Department of Government Efficiency transmitted a large amount of data, all of it undetected, using a Starlink Wi-Fi terminal installed on top of the White House, according to a new report. The Doge goons installed it in mid-March with a sign-off of Trump's administration, but against concerns raised by security officials, according to the Washington Post. The officials in charge of protecting the White House's communications were not informed of the installation ahead of time, insiders told the Post. In fact, if you wanted to use the internet, you had to be on a full-tunnel VPN at all times. If you're not on the VPN, White House-issued devices can't connect to the outside. But with this Starlink connection, that means White House devices could leave the network and go out through gateways. It's going to help you bypass security. In April, the article notes, a whistleblower at the National Labor Relations Board accused the Musk-led department of a significant cybersecurity breach. Daniel Bareilles, the IT staffer I mentioned at the beginning here, said he saw anomalously large data transfers and sign-in attempts from Russia after Doge took over his agency's systems. In that case, the Doge staffers insisted that their actions in the system not be tracked. You'll recall that at least one of the incels who worked for Musk, these pimply-faced teenage Doge boys, actually had an affiliation with Russia, actually ran a company and a server based out of Russia. And he was inside, you know, our government. Is that what's going on? Is this just another coup by Putin? I don't know. What do you say? All right, what's on your mind today? RB in Orange County, California. Hey, RB, what's up?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Yes, Tom. So I'd like to just talk about the recent peaceful protest in Los Angeles, which turned into a violent riot after the commander-in-chief called in the National Guard.
Right.
And he did this against the wishes of Governor Newsom, Mayor Bass, and without providing Police Chief McDonald with advance notice. And it reminds me of the analogy which I first heard on your show, Tom. The arsonist who sets the fire and then takes credit for the fire department, calling the fire department to put out the fire.
Yep.
And it is most unfortunate that Trumpy set the trap and the protesters took the bait. And now he's attempting to justify his actions because of the violence and chaos which he created.
Yep.
And, of course, the reason for this recent mayhem and one of the root causes which have enabled fascist forces to take control of the federal government is the failure of Congress to enact comprehensive immigration legislation.
That's true, yes, going back 30 years or more.
60, by my reckoning, or more, yeah. But I think it went back. I remember it in the 70s when I was in the restaurant business. But rational people should ask ourselves, and our elected representatives, how is it possible that for many decades, whether it's four or six, the Congress, with both Republican and Democrat majorities and with Republican and Democrat presidents, have failed to enact meaningful immigration reform?
Yeah.
And to do so, we only need to ask one simple question, and by thereby reframing the immigration debate to reflect reality. And in Latin, that question is cui bono, that is, who benefits ask ourselves who benefits from undocumented workers in the U.S. And if we address this question honestly, we need to acknowledge that both sides of the political aisle perceive and derive benefits from illegal immigration and undocumented workers. And I think we first need to reframe it and understand that there's a bright flashing neon sign running 24/7 across the entire southern U.S. border, which advertises jobs for those willing to work and make a better life for themselves. And to be perfectly clear, 99.9% of all immigrants come to the U.S. to work.
Yeah. Well, this is why I've been saying for a long time that if you want to stop illegal immigration, all you do is start enforcing employer sanctions. You start throwing rich white employers in jail. I would say the other reason, we had a wide open border into the United States up until the 60s and 70s. And what happened was every year between 1 and 2 million people would come north into the United States in the spring. And in the late fall, early winter, they would go south back down to Mexico. And then in the 60s and 70s, the Republicans started freaking out about brown people. And this whole racist thing really started ginning up seriously to the point where Reagan had to deal with it. And in 1986, he looked around and he said, okay, the rich white big companies, particularly the agricultural companies in California, which was his base, need low income, or low pay, low wage workers. And these are the people who are willing to do it, the people who are coming here, and this is their entree into the possibility of joining the American dream. And so he granted amnesty to 4 or 5 million people because, because of the point that you make, RB, that, there's an economic value to the employers here. Trump is shooting that in the foot. He's not caring about that because Trump has decided that the other half of the equation, the one that started the need for Reagan to respond, the one in the 60s and 70s, which is when white Republicans, William F. Buckley leading the charge, William F. Buckley, who famously in the 50s wrote an essay for the National Review saying that black people are genetically inferior, assuming that probably brown people are also, started promoting this whole, essentially what has become the great replacement theory. And so now it's all about race. It's about people with brown skin. They are not going after the probably over a million people in the United States just from the UK and Ireland who have overstayed their visas. They're not going after the white people, RB. They're going after the brown people. RB, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Excellent points made. Thank you. Nathaniel in Sudbury, Massachusetts. Hey, Nathaniel, what's up?
Well, hi. I'm so glad to get on your show. This has been a dream for me. I had a book that was sitting on my shelf. It was written in 1942 by my grandfather called Permanent Revolution. And I changed the title to Authoritarianism, Fascism, and Totalitarianism in the 20th Century. It's available on Amazon and Apple Books. And this book is so similar to what is going on with the Trump administration. When Trump, for the first time in 2016, there were authoritarian impulses, but he never acted on them until he got the core to say, I'm going to give immunity protection.
Yeah.
And secondly, my grandfather's book, which I'm going to mail to you, is so similar to how the rise of Hitler came to power. And he wrote this in 1942 with no computer, no internet, no video. And you read the book, it's exactly what Trump is doing, his playbook. And recently what happened in California is now setting the stage for an authoritarian government because he's got immunity.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, Nathaniel, what was the title of the book again?
It's called Permanent Revolution.
Permanent Revolution.
Authoritarianism, Fascism, and Totalitarianism in the 20th Century.
Why?
It's the fourth edition. It was published in 1942. It's on Amazon and Apple Books.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to grow the awareness of it that a book from the past is now here now, and the past explains
I completely agree. And books like I Paid Hitler by Fritz Thyssen and They Thought They Were Free by Milton Mayer and even The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shearer, they're all far more relevant today than arguably than when they were first published. Nathaniel, thanks for the call. Robert in Austin, Texas. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you a true story. Back in the early 1970s, I was in the Army Reserve 600-bed hospital. We were scattered all over the Southeast. And one Sunday morning, they were having racial problems in Atlanta. I don't remember all the fine details, but they called us in one Sunday morning and told us that we may be called up and that we were to wear our uniforms and we would be issued a rifle, but no ammunition. Hmm. And right there, you know, it flashed in my mind, uniform, rifle, no bullets. I'm a target. That's all I'm in.
Yeah.
So the last thing they told me was, you won't fall under military code of justice. You're going to fall under civil law. And when I heard that, I said, I'm not showing up in my mind.
Yeah, well, that's why they didn't want to give you bullets.
But they never called us up.
Yeah.
That's that was the last I heard of it. And I don't know where it came from. But that stuck with me all my life.
I was during the Nixon administration?
The early 70s, 72, 73, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, that was Nixon. He was president until 74. Got it. Okay, Robert, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, a good thing you didn't end up being like those guys at Kent State. But thanks for sharing your story.
Well, I can say I wasn't going to show up.
Yeah, I get it.
I made my mind up right there.
I totally get it. Robert, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your calls. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your house, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring your title, urgent alerts of any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
With all his might to bring him back again. No money, no agenda, no slogan, suit or tie. Just a little heart still beating for a life about to die. There's more humanity in a mouse than in a MAGA hat. More soul in a lab rat's whisper than a billionaire's latest spat. While Trump cuts food and Musk cuts aid, the rodents try to give. There's more compassion in a creature small than in the right to live.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Oh, man, that was a beautiful song. It was
based on an actual scientific study that mice try to revive their injured compatriots.
Instead of people killing their own, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, y'all check who 98.8% of us kill each other. Listen, you've done a good job this week. I got to hand it to you. You've put out a false narrative about people trying to take people out of the people that have no warrants on them for at Home Depot. That was a complete lie, and that caused this whole scene.
Well, there were 114 people arrested in Los Angeles weekend.
No, they were not.
For being illegal aliens, and 11 of them actually had criminal records. So, I'm all in favor of those 11 people being pulled out. But the 102 or 103?
I don't have as much time as you, so I'd like to tell you, the truth here. Look up the Los Angeles Times. There's an article written by Rachel Uranga, U-R-A-N-G-A, and Ruben Vives. Says it all began Saturday morning at the Home Depot in Paramount, working-class predominant Latino suburb in the south of Los Angeles. But that morning, patrol agents were spotted across the street from the Home Depot at their facility. Across the street at their facility, word quickly spread on social media. Passerbys honked their horns, and soon the protesters arrived. The clashes between authorities and protesters lasted for hours in both Paramount and nearby Compton. Okay, this was all spread by misinformation, and people like, you need to go listen to Maxine Waters. Take her advice. Get in people's face. okay? This is what's causing it. These people were at a federal facility, and you don't have to have people, you know, ask permission to send federal representatives to a federal facility where they're being attacked. And you don't,
nobody got inside that facility, Mike. Those people were outside that federal facility. And yeah, you're right. They, you know, people were protesting ICE going after people who are not criminals. Like I said, they arrested, this is according to ICE itself. They arrested 114 people on Saturday for being illegal immigrants. Out of those 114 people, 11 of them have a criminal record. Trump and Homan and all these other guys, they keep talking about these criminals that they're going to arrest, these murderers and rapists and robbers. They got 11 of them this weekend. God bless them. But what about 103 people who have no criminal record? And most of those people, in all probability, were actually, you know, checking in were here with permission.
They were attacking the officers. And then they got stopped, and they found out that they were not here legally. You know,
That is not the narrative that I'm reading, Mike. That is not the narrative.
Of course not. Look up the article.
Yeah.
Look up the article. And also, did Ross Barnett have to ask for the federal troops to come into Ole Miss?
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. And you know, what I have noted here is that the last time you called into the program, you just made something up. So I have a hard time taking you seriously. But, you know, the simple fact of the matter is that this is an attempt. This whole thing is being ginned up. It's being Trump is trying to get in people's faces. And he wants to do this because he doesn't want to have an election in 2026, in my opinion. I mean, you know,
I bet he doesn't chicken out.
Who benefits?
I bet he doesn't chicken out.
He also has changed the conversation to one where he actually has most of the public with him, which is immigration, away from the one that is actually should be the topic this week, which is that within the next few days, the Senate is going to vote to give a massive, $2.5 trillion and another $4 trillion tax cut to billionaires, you know, including Trump and Musk and the 13 billionaires in his cabinet. You know, over the objection
of the
American people. Yeah, well, good luck with that, Mike. Good luck with that. Oh, God. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Ben Dixon is going to drop by. Elon's own AI platform is warning us. This is a fascinating story. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisfreetirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After three nights of protest over federal immigration raids, parts of Los Angeles are on edge. Reporter Rick Montanez.
Things calmed down overnight, but we've got to imagine that law enforcement is still preparing for what could happen today, because later this morning, we're looking at a demonstration for the SEIU, one of the largest labor unions.
Jim Crisula reports on the search for a missing plane.
The U.S. Coast Guard is looking for six people who were on a twin-engine Cessna plane that went down into the Pacific Ocean, about 5 miles west of Point Loma in Southern California.
A new study claims states that have loosened their firearms laws are seeing more children die. Lead study author Dr. Jeremy Faust.
Unfortunately, the existing disparities with the Black and African-American population having the highest rates really has skyrocketed in the most permissive states in the recent years.
Checking numbers on Wall Street, stocks are flat at this hour. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always